Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, Merry Little Christmas. That's Lavender right here on Hits 96. And now she has joined me in studio. How are we?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for stopping by today and telling us all about this great thing. First off, we're hearing your Merry Little Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this. You were on the podcast.
Yes. Kind
of, let's just give everybody a little bit of a backstory here and how we all get connected, of course.
Yes.
You are a Chattanooga artist,
yes,
tried and true. And we had you on the podcast a little while back, and then you said that you had a holiday album, and it was out at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first volume, and now you're working on a second volume.
Yes.
And it's perfect because it all comes full circle, and now you're doing a holiday show over at the Woodshop this coming weekend.
Yes, in St. Elmo.
In St. Elmo,
yes,
which is just great. So tell us how this all came to be. Obviously, we can talk a little bit of music too, but first, let's talk about the Woodshop because we want to make sure people know and get their tickets sooner than later, because
yes,
it's limited tickets at this point.
Yes.
And we want to make sure people get in.
Yes. So we've got two shows. It's a two-night run, if you will.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got special guests coming in. We've got a singer on Saturday, Courtney Holder,
mm-hmm,
and a special guest singer, Zoe Boyd, on Sunday.
Awesome.
And so it's always great when the friends come out.
Sure,
and it
of
just
course
makes it so much more fun. And they're going to be doing special dinner options as
right
well.
Yeah, this isn't just a show and get some drinks. There's going to be
like
a full
dinner.
Show. Yeah, it's a dinner,
yes,
and a show.
Like,
this is an
perfect
experience.
Perfect date night.
Yeah, and
yeah,
you're looking for people to dress up a little bit. You got the cocktail attire,
yes,
going.
Cocktail attire is,
yeah,
is not, you don't have,
yeah,
to do it, but like it's not mandatory,
but that's
suggested.
Kind of that's the vibe
dress
we're going
up
for.
I'm going to be dressed up.
Yeah, I know you're going to go. You're just to the nines, making,
yes,
sure that we're good to go. And it's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about, so we're going to be, and it'll be all holiday music. It's all,
yes,
holiday themed stuff. So even the special guests,
yes,
will be singing all Christmas esque songs.
Esque, yes.
Yeah, because you have some originals that you've done too that are Christmas,
yes,
songs and all of that. What inspired you? We talked about it a while back, but for those that didn't hear that interview, what inspired you to make a Christmas album?
So, to be honest,
yeah,
my mom, every year around Christmas, she would mention, oh, you know, it'd be so nice if you did a Christmas album. And
okay,
so in the summer, I started it because you got to start it early.
Yeah.
You
got to, yeah,
start
I've
real
heard
early.
That before.
And
sure,
to make it all ready in time. And I did that. And then, my boyfriend was actually the one who was like, do volume one so you can do another volume. I was like, well, that's a great idea.
Just
great
in case.
Idea.
Yeah. And that's what you're working on currently?
Yes, currently working on volume two.
On volume two. So maybe,
yes,
for Christmas of 2026?
Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. And yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's so funny. I mean, Christmas songs are interesting because there's always seems to be new ones and they don't all catch on.
Right.
And then you get those classics that will never die.
Never
nobody
die.
Nobody wants them to die.
No.
So it's an interesting bag of tricks,
yes,
to be able to pull off Christmas music. But I,
yes,
think your voice suits it nicely. I think the vibe that you have, it really does fit nicely. And I think they're going to have a lot of fun.
I love
hearing the songs live.
Yes. And done in, some of them are, or a lot of them are done in a different way. Not,
sure,
not completely different, because,
right,
some, like you said, you can't touch them.
Yeah.
You can't,
yeah,
really do
that's
them
what
differently.
I mean. It's an,
yeah,
interesting,
it's like,
game.
It's the way they are needs to be the way that they need to be done,
right,
type
people
thing.
People want
but
to hear a certain cadence to it. They,
mm-hmm,
want to, it's so, because if you go too far out,
uh-huh,
then they go, they get mad.
Yes.
It's
yes,
like
and we don't want to anger anybody.
Themselves. Yeah.
Yes.
We don't want to make anybody angry. No, it's going to be a fantastic show. The Woodshop, I haven't been over there recently. We were talking before we jumped on the air here, though, but they have a new ownership as of late, and it's run now by an artist, and
mm-hmm,
it is just, I've been heard nothing but rave reviews,
yes,
since the change. I mean, the old Woodshop was fantastic. Now it's even better.
Yes, and it's run by two artists, Jet Black and Callie Sue. They are fantastic human beings and really talented musicians themselves. And they've really put together such a special place. It's,
yeah,
a very speakeasy listening room. People are locked in. It's nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And for
it's
a holiday
nice
show like this, plus with a fantastic dinner, the menu looks amazing.
Yes.
We are ready to go. So
yes,
tickets are still available. There is a link now up on our website at hits96.com. It's the best way to do it. Click the link, purchase those tickets, make sure you get in and get locked in. Again, it could be a perfect date night,
mm-hmm,
or if you want to get some close friends,
uh-huh,
make sure that is happening and come hungry.
Come hungry.
Hungry.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lavin, for stopping by. This is so much fun. We're going to actually feature your Christmas music. We don't play Christmas music until we get a little bit closer. We're kind of the alternative to Christmas music until we get here. But we're making a special case, but we'll be adding yours. Of course, if anybody wants to hear it, they can request a Lavender Christmas song,
awesome,
right here,
yes,
on Hits as well. And now we're going to play Oh, yeah, one more.
Well,
sure.
I just wanted to say this next song that we're
ending
with.
I was going to have you talk it up.
So it's called Dear Santa, and it's an original, and it was written by Tim Cofield, a dear friend of mine, and it is kind of naughty.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you're talking about alternative Christmas. I got you.
All right.
I got you.
Naughty.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I didn't know that. That sets it up a little bit more. So an original Christmas song. It's called Dear Santa. And is this was on the first one, the first
volume one,
of course. Mm-hmm. And this will be one of the many that will be performed this weekend over at the Woodshop. Again, thank you for coming
in. Thank you, Gina.
You ready to debut Dear Santa here and get a little naughty on Christmas?
Yes, please. Enjoy.
Here it is. Here it is. Lavender's Dear Santa. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right here on Hits 96.